The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Yeah, well, before I change the topic here, Opini joins us pretty soon. Andre Lawrence, former national cricketer and cricket analyst, as I was talking about, you know, how the cricket was nice last night, not in terms of just the game itself, but what it did, what it represented, how it looked for Trinidad and Tobago. Beautiful. Every creed and race find an equal place. That's what you saw there. Nobody cared about anybody political, you know, or anybody support politically. How much money this one have, who better than this one, who better than who thing, who working, right thing. Everybody came out as one. You know, Harper said, for the cricket.
Have that causing this division in our country, right? Either East
in I'm gonna play that for me, top
Marataria, you gotta watch yourself. Is you is the mindset all you have that causing this division in our country, right? Either East Indian, and I grew up amongst African people, and we never, ever, ever see race. The only time I just hear about race, because I walk in amongst African people, I just be amongst African people. The only time I just hear race is from you. And I just hear it with a passion, a background of hate. You just hear it coming out from your voice, you and Rowley Jr. Not so much Eric, but Rowley Jr. and you. I let us hear the hate. When all you see UNC, all you see it like that, with heat. It's not UNC, it's all here.
Hmm. Well, boy, on both sides, yes? The man said it, I say, UNC. Now some people that be, PNM. Hit. Freedom 106.5 FM gives you live ball-by-ball coverage of the ICC T20 World Cup. Enjoy all the unforgettable moments of the ICC T20 World Cup with Freedom 106.5 FM and experience the drama, the tension, and the sheer joy of cricket in its purest form. Live cricket coverage complements Chic Leisure Limited, Old Snacks, KC Candy, and of course Standards. Big up to everybody out there buying a new TV. People buying new TV to watch cricket and thing, you know. Watch my adults buy a new TV. I ain't all buy a new TV, not for cricket, but you know, a new television. What did you TV so nice? I ain't all might watch cricket, yes? And I don't even watch cricket. Yeah. Alright, so let me see. Oh, he's joined us here. He's joined us here from his iPhone. Mr. Andre Lawrence. We have him right now on Zoom. Good day, Mr. Andre Lawrence, sir.
Hello, good day.
Hi, good day, sir. Nice to have you on here. I was just talking shortly about the game last night, not in terms of the game itself, because I'm not really into cricket, right? I couldn't tell you over from a wicket thing, right? But I love what the game does for Trinidad and Tobago, right? The stadium was packed, and just for a moment, for a couple of hours, I saw what Trinidad and Tobago could be. No divisiveness, no, you know, who better than who. I saw every creed and race find an equal place. It didn't matter who you're voting for, how much money or whatever. I just saw the beauty in what the game does. Now, you probably would have been there. I mean, what say you saw about that? And how come we could be like that? And then outside of that, we like, you know, oh gosh, boy, it was.
Well, they say how's it go? We don't vote how we party.
Yeah, rather say we don't. How we vote is not how we party.
It's not how we party.
Yeah.
And I guess that's just the way it is.
But
certainly last night was a great sight to see with regards to the support for the West Indies from the Trinbago public.
Yeah.
A completely packed facility. I understand that it was sold out.
Yeah.
And excellent for the West Indies. And the timing was right in that the West Indies needed a push to get them to qualify for the Super 8. They needed a win last night. And a win last night means that they've automatically now qualified for the next round of tournament of the event, which is called the Super 8. So that is always the goal of every single team when the World Cup starts.
Mm-hmm.
And West Indies achieved just that. So a great turnout, great, superb support. And and it was good to help push the West Indies over the line when they needed it.
Yeah. So when the West Indies come out and they probably feel that the energy of the stadium and the people there coming out to support them, do you think that gives them that extra push? Because they say they started off a little slow and then they picked up the pace. Do you think that gives them a extra, you know, we had to win this, boy?
Well, I can tell you something. I mean, I've played in front of big crowds and so on before.
Mm.
And the energy from the crowd does certainly give you that extra push. And as I said last night, they needed it. We did not bat as well as we would have liked. And we came out in the second half. The crowd got behind the West Indies. And New Zealand didn't stand a chance after 10 overs. They fell way behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped take us home.
All right. So who are we playing next?
I think the next match could be against Afghanistan.
Okay.
And that will be played in St. Lucia, I believe.
All right.
So the West Indies team would have left Trinidad Shores and head across to St. Lucia to play that fixture. Now, what that means is that Afghanistan are on 4 points.
Mm.
West Indies are on 6 points in the group. The West Indies will automatically qualify.
Right.
New Zealand are still stuck on no points from two games. So they've got two games to play still.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the weaker teams in the group, yes. So they will probably go to 4 points. But Afghanistan, you don't expect them to lose against one of the weaker teams in the group.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like the West Indies and Afghanistan will progress. And it's bye-bye New Zealand. They should be heading home after the preliminary round.
All right. Now, the USA, I mean, I'm not into the sport, but I'm paying attention to certain things. United States of America get into the cricket. They build the stadium, things playing over there, and they actually have a team, even though the team might be from other parts of the world, you know, kind of thing. But they're in it. Where do you see the USA developing in cricket in the next, you know, couple of years? Do you think they could be a force to be reckoned with? Or are they aiming for that? You know, the USA don't get into anything unless, you know, they always want to, you know, take control, be dominant.
Well, anything is possible, especially where you get mass funding.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also getting the ICC. It's no secret that they want to get involved and grow the sport significantly through in the United States. That's why they've rewarded the West Indies jointly with the USA for this World Cup. They're trying to market the game significantly there. There's also the MLS, the MLC,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not there, the Major League Cricket tournament that has been launched in last year.
Yeah.
And that's heavily supported and funded by teams out of franchise teams out of India.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly you're going to see a big surge of cricket being played in the United States. And with that, you have to be a little bit worried in the Caribbean region, that simply most players will graduate towards playing or preferring to play in those leagues. Where they're dangerous is if they actually start playing a lot of cricket from the formative stages in the game. So the kids, getting the kids involved and growing the game through the kids.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, it's mostly just adults playing.
Right.
And of course, a lot of those adults, they come from places like Pakistan, India, and the West Indies, mostly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So places, players who have a cricketing background and so on. But certainly, if they start playing it in the schools, start getting academies going, well, we got to watch it down here. They could simply go straight past us in the white ball format of the game.
Yeah, well, no, trust me, all they have to do is then start to invite, like you say, in the schools, they will get a second generation or third generation kids who parents or grandparents maybe from, you know, the cricket-prone countries and get them interested. And they will make it cool. They could turn around this whole thing as marketing, you know. They will make it cool
I
to
know
play
some
cricket
of them,
and get kids into cricket.
I know some of them already that have their kids playing out there.
Yeah, yeah.
I know of there's a Trinidadian guy. I saw they did a program on him. Mm. He actually developed his own little academy.
Right.
Somewhere in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the year, except for the winter months, of course.
Yeah.
He has as many as 200 odd kids playing in his area alone.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So certainly there's interest there, and there's the potential. There's huge potential for growth of cricket in the USA.
Yeah, man. I don't know if you want to talk about I know the Prime Minister went to India and there's talk about the rich family over there wanting to build another cricket stadium here in
Academy
here in Trinidad and Tobago. Do you think we need that? Do you think that money, even though you want to do something, do you think that money could have been spent probably in the Larry Gomes thing, doing it different places and cleaning up a lot of the other stadia that we have here, or maybe developing some of the other clubs, the little cricket clubs that we have here and there in certain, you know, rural communities and so on?
Well, I think the Prime Minister, who spoke a lot, as he's the chairman of CARICOM in relation to the growth of cricket in the region, from the CARICOM standpoint, he spoke several times in the media about growing the cricket through the clubs, and going to invest heavily in the clubs. That is significantly different to, I think, what is being proposed with the new academy, which is going to be based near the Trin City area. So that is going to be a joint venture with Mumbai Indians and focused heavily on taking the next generation of young cricketers into the professional level of cricket. So that is exciting news. It is similarly the Brian Lara Cricket Academy supposed to be doing something like that. It's not been doing that at the moment. It's been, the focus has been to play regional and international matches at the venue, but certainly we feel that they might, or they should be getting more on the focus of grooming young players to get them into the professional status of the game. But certainly it's a great idea that Mumbai Indians, that we are getting an investment from them to help take us now to the next level, take youngsters here. And not just from Trinidad and Tobago, but from around the region, to take advantage of that, to grow them into being top-flight young cricketers.
All right, so you see, that's something good. Especially if it's being built there on the East-West corridor, it could be a great opportunity.
Yeah, certainly. In Port of Spain, there's the Queen's Park Oval, which has its indoor center. St. Mary's College just developed recently an indoor center, literally across the road from the King George V Park. On the Nelson Mandela Park, actually. And so the West is basically taken care of to some extent.
Right.
There's the Brian Lara Cricket Academy in South, which, as I said, can further develop into being a pure academy to help groom players. And the other one, which is poised to be positioned along the East-West corridor, is perfectly positioned in that I think it will be able to cater for persons in that area and grow the cricketers along that East-West corridor.
All right, nice one. Okay, Mama. Once you get your stamp of approval with it, I guess it's okay. 11 minutes now before 2 o'clock. All right, so thank you very much there, Andrew. So what you had to say for people in terms of the West Indies? I mean, to you, we're looking good in the series.
Yeah, certainly there's some improvement, and they have to make some quick decisions as to how they can improve. Some of the batting is not going the way they probably would like, but certainly the energy is there. The focus from the players is there. You can see that they've grown accustomed to winning in recent times. They've won a couple of series against, I think it's England, India, and so on. And they're getting accustomed to that winning feeling again. And the players seem really, really eager. They bowled extremely well last night. But so certainly I think they have the right attitude going forward.
Yeah.
And with a little luck, because the T20 game it can go either way. You can't predict a winner, really. But certainly if they continue playing in the manner in which they're playing, I think we have a really good chance of going all the way.
Yeah. The new T20 method, people seem to be more, or the players themselves seem to be more enthusiastic than the, they still do the test cricket where it's longer. They still do that?
Yeah. There's still a lot of test cricket being played, and we hope that it continues to develop and grow. But certainly the shorter formats of the game have brought the crowds again.
Yeah.
The players love it. They against the finances behind it is certainly a really good thing. And there's just a lot of cricket being played all year round, as opposed to being seasonal.
Nice.
So that is great for all cricketers.
Nice, man. And I always hear too about a set of backing out with the West Indies board and stuff. Are they settled the issues, or are they still being a problem in the where West Indies cricket is concerned?
Well, no, that hasn't quite settled as yet. And I think I've been hearing that since I'm born, and I'm 55. So I don't see it stopping. You always hear about controversy, really, with the boards. I mean, we're a bunch of islands that make up the regional board.
Yeah.
And when you have different personalities from across the region, sometimes it's tough to get everybody to move in sync.
Mm.
But one can only hope that things get better and that it settles down to a certain extent.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much for the conversation, Andre. Enjoy the game. And one day I hope that what we see on the cricket field and the supporters, we could see some way, somehow in Trinidad and Tobago.
Yes, certainly. And here's wishing the West Indies all the very best in the next phase of the tournament.
All right, man. Thank you very much, sir. Enjoy the day.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.